Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you read where the scripture says in Ephesians, He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? 2 Peter, He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Colossians, He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, if people could just get this. I've had people come to me and say, oh, Brother Keith, you got to pray for me. I'm oppressed. I'm messed up. You got to pray for me. I said, you are delivered. He said, you got to pray. I said, look at the scripture. Here, Colossians 1. Yeah, but I'm looking for somebody with the power. Yeah, you're rejecting the word. Yeah. I got to find somebody with the special anointing. Yeah, and you'll be messed up the next time I see you. You cannot elevate any personality above this word. Did you hear me? And you turn a deaf ear to this and look for somebody that's special anointed, you're going to stay in trouble. Oh, but Colossians 1. He hath delivered us. Has delivered. We got another testimony just not too long ago because somebody heard it on a tape. You may have heard me talk about it, about the young man that I helped, told him how to get set free from smoking. Now, if you're smoking, you like to smoke, I'm not talking to you. But if you want to quit, and this young man did, he wanted to quit. So he said, Brother Keith, I want to quit. Doctors say I got to quit, and I've tried quitting. I said, well, will you do what I tell you? He said, oh, I don't know. I've thrown away all kinds of cigarettes. He said, I said, no, I'm not telling you to throw anything away. But I've been prayed for. I said, just calm down. Will you do one simple thing? He said, what? I said, every time you buy a cigarette, every time you buy a pack, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. I said, when you pull one out of the pack and you light it up, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. In between drags, you say, thank you, Lord. He said, yeah, but I'll be smoking. I said, I know it. Yeah. I said, can you do that? He said, I'll still be smoking. I said, I know it. Will you do what I tell you? I said, well, you asked me and I'm telling you. He said, okay, all right, okay, I've tried everything else. I said, you got to do it consistently. I said, when you pull them out of your pocket at night, lay them on the nightstand, you say, thank you, Lord. I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free from nicotine. I'm free from tar. I'm free from smoking. I'm free. Yeah, but I'll still be smoking. I said, just do what I tell you. Is he saying, I'm going to get free maybe sometime? What's he saying? I am free. I am free. Have you been delivered? Hath been delivered. It wasn't but just a few weeks. He come in beaming. He said, guess what? I said, what? He said, I'm free. Yeah. I said, how'd you find out? He said, I did just what you said. He said, I, in between puffs. He said, I said it where nobody could hear me though. He said, you know, I said, it's all right. He said, they think I'm nuts. I said, I know. That's all right. And he said, I'd said every pack I bought, every time I put out a butt, every time, you know. And he said, one day I was on the corner and taking another drag, and it just hit me. I said, I'm free from... He said, I am free. And he said, that was the last one. Why? Faith opens the door for God to put power in you and strength in your spirit. But when you're going around night and day, say, I can't. I tried everything and I can't. Your words are stout against God. Amen. We got another testimony just recently, didn't we? Same thing. Somebody said, I heard that on a tape and I started doing it. How long was it? Smoking 40-something years, 3 weeks. Totally free and quit. Amen. Glory to God. Well, now that doesn't just work on that. It works on anything. It works on rheumatoid arthritis. It works on being frozen in position for 18 years. He looked at her. He said, woman, you are loosed. Oh, friend, I got something in my spirit tonight that some people are going to get this. and you're going to change some things in your life, and you're going to start going around saying, I am free. I am free. I am loosed. I am healed. What did the Bible say? By His stripes ye were healed. Well, if you were, then you are. You are. She must have believed that. She'd been hearing Him teach. She must have believed that. She didn't buck against Him. She didn't fight against Him. And immediately then, He reaches over and touches her. Now see, when you believe this and put your words in agreement with Him, then anointing will come to affect what you're believing. He reaches over and touched her. Are you there reading? He touched her, laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. Nothing is said, no indication of her glorifying God those 18 years she was bound up. But the moment she's made straight, it glorified God. The works of the devil glorify the devil. But the works of God glorify God. Is healing a work of the devil?
No.
Did you notice the devil's always messing stuff up? The devil didn't straighten the woman up. It took God to straighten her up. What'd He do? He made her crooked. That's literally what wicked means. Wicked means twisted. The devil's not a creator. He can't fix things. He can just break them. He just messes them up, twists them, distorts them, destroys them. He didn't come except He comes to steal, kill, destroy. He can't fix a thing. Some ignorant folk talk about, well, you better not go down to that church, maybe you might get healed, but oh, I wouldn't want the devil healing me. The devil's not healing Christians. Have some sense. The devil's not helping Christians. Besides that, there's no healing in him. There's no life in him. Only death. Only destruction. Only twisting and wickedness. Perversion, distortion. So the twisting and the bending over and the freezing and the deforming, that didn't glorify God for 18 years. Oh, but when that woman stood up in that church and everybody knew her and she straightened up there and bent over half backwards, everybody said, glory to God! Glory to God! Don't you want God to be glorified in your spirit and in your body and in your life? Every area. Said out loud, God be glorified in my spirit, in my body, which is yours. Be glorified in my life. Hallelujah. Then this ruler of the synagogue gets all heated up. Indignation means grieved, and it means heated. He was heated. Everybody say heated. Well, bless his heart. Heated and much grief. It made him mad when he saw this woman get set free. Now you got to be influenced by the devil to get mad when a woman that's been like this for 18 years gets free. But he did. He said, nope. This can't be God because it's on the Sabbath day. There are 6 days which people can come and be healed. Come get yourself cured. That's what one translation said. Come get yourself cured on that day. Any of those 6 days, not on the day of rest. I tell you what, traditionally religious people are the meanest people on the planet. Oh, holier than thou. And I'll beat you and kick you and kick your brains in and then give you a scripture why it's okay. Heartless. Put on the voice. Oh, thou durst not presume to know the will of the Almighty. Yield thou to His infinite and mysterious will. They weren't getting anybody healed.
No.
If somebody popped up and said, okay, which one of these 6 days we're going to have a healing meeting here at the synagogue? Tell me which one. Do you understand that the world is full of supposed experts? They don't do it. They're not getting results, but they can tell us what's wrong with what we're doing. Well, you need to be getting results before you start trying to talk about something. Jesus was getting results. He said, come and be healed on those 6 work days. Now, get what he's saying. We've seen this again and again, but get what he's saying. He's saying healing is a secular thing. It's too common physical. Healing is too common and a mundane thing to be doing on the Sabbath day. What's he saying? It's not for today. Not for this day. This Sabbath day. Does that sound familiar? Oh man. Not for today. I've actually seen in the last some time with the Lord, I've endeavored to be, you know, tolerant and just not pay attention to folk that say these kind of things. I'm coming to realize these things irritate the Lord. It's not that it just doesn't matter to Him that they teach and say these things. They're lying about Him. They're misrepresenting Him. Yeah, but that, you know, natural physical healing is not that big of a... Well, then why did Jesus spend so much time doing it? It is important. The healing of the physical body is important to God. It is. It's no small, trivial, well, God cares most about the spirits of men. And we shouldn't be so infatuated and talk so much about the healing of the body because it's only, I know it's temporary, but why did Jesus spend so much time? No, friend, your body's valuable to God.
Amen.
I said it's valuable. Besides that, anybody with good sense understands if you are hindered with all this disease and sickness, how are you going to have a full ministry?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Spirit of Infirmity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1010. That's R1010, and the tape will be sent to you postage pay. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.